I suppose the crack is in wet pubs. You go there to meet each other, you have your Keologa's crack, and that's what a wet pub is all about. So there are people that are really, really waiting for Monday, and it's really tough on the Dublin publicans who feel, and rightly so, they should be open also. But we just wait and see what happens on Monday, I suppose.
There's not going to be anywhere open up in Dublin. It's only an hour away from City Centre. So
did you come from Dublin City Centre?
We're coming down, myself and the wife, yeah.
My name is Madeline, and I'm from Frank Duff's in Bray.
Madeline, we're here in Frank Duff's right on the main street. You're getting ready to reopen. How many days has it been shut?
When we open on Monday, we'll be closed 190 days.
So we're looking around the pub. It's a fantastic pub. We've got so much going on the walls. We've got bicycles. You're cleaning the carpets. You're getting it painted. You're getting it all ready. How has it been for you being closed 190 days?
It's been very difficult because they kept moving the goalposts. This is our fourth time here, getting it cleaned and ready. And then they would, at the very last minute, say, sorry, not opening.
Do you believe them this time?
I want to. I'm hoping.
And you have all the kegs ready. You've got everything cleaned, everything ready to go.
Almost. Almost.
And do you think there will be an influx of dubs coming over the border like the Wild West?
I don't think so. We're very much a locals pub. I think half of Bray have asked us, you know, are we opening? Great, looking forward to seeing you Monday. I can't imagine that many coming from Dublin out to us.
My name's John Duggan. I'm from the Martello on the Strand Road in Bray, County Wicklow. Thankfully, Henry, have been able to open from the 29th of June. Since we opened, things have been good. Obviously, there's lots of challenges put in place. I'm delighted I was able to bring back all my staff. So we have been kept busy, but there's a lot more things had to put in place. Sanitising, your front of house, different things that go along with running a pub in these hard times. Disposable menus and so on and so forth. So,
how will Monday go for the pubs in Bray, the wet pubs? Will we see an influx on the dark coming in from Dublin City Centre, crossing the border into Wicklow, looking for a fresh pint in a wet pub?
Well, I hope people are going to be conscious of the situation. Obviously, the numbers are rising. I suppose wet pubs still have only so many numbers. Bray is a big enough town, there's 33,000 people, and there's not a huge amount of wet pubs. So I think the ones that we have here will probably fill up with the restrictions of keeping 2 metres apart. So I wouldn't be kind of asking people to come to Bray, because I think it's going to be, it'll probably be difficult enough to get into these pubs, and hopefully it will be like that. But I can totally sympathise with the wet pubs. It's been absolutely traumatic the amount of time they have been closed. But I know it's definitely welcome for people with the wet pubs.
We're here right on Bray seafront, and it's all been renovated, and it's got a beautiful Victorian charm. It's sunny right now, and we're not sure what the weather's going to be like on Monday. Will people come in if the weather's good, looking for a pint?
I think they will, yeah. It's something that people are kind of really craving for. Like, a wet pub is a pub with no food. Lots and lots of people, that's what they want. They want to go to a pub to have a drink. They don't want to be told you have to eat a 9 euro meal. It takes away from that pub experience in a wet pub. I suppose I'm lucky, I'm a gastro pub, so people naturally come here, have a bite to eat and have a few drinks with them.
So you're from Dublin, you're from Ringsend, you've crossed the border into Wicklow. Do you think people will do that from Monday? Do you think people will be dying for a pint and want to go to a wet pub?
I think they should give them a chance.
I think the pub should open up and let people get back to a normal life as much as we can.
And how long did it take you to get here?
Oh, we were out in Dunleary first, and then we got the train back down here.
So you took your time?
Yeah.
Will you cross the border into Bray for a pint?
I do that already, because my friends are here and I happen to like sitting outside, and there's a nice beer garden here, it's where we are now.
I don't believe that any of the wet pubs should open up. It's too early. It's too dangerous, I think.
So you're enjoying a beautiful glass of white wine.
Yes.
But you don't want the wet pubs to reopen.
Yeah, well, we're socially distanced and everything is, you know, according to Corona regulation. So I'm very happy here. But I can't figure how the wet pubs can open up and keep social distance.
Do you think there will be an influx into Bray? Do you think people will jump on the dart for a pint?
Absolutely.
You think?
Yes, absolutely. We've been here before and it's been absolutely black with people on the prom, so we had to leave.
I came down here on Sunday evening last and had a look at the promenade and reckoned that it wouldn't be safe to walk there. It's going to be a problem if the weather remains as it is at the moment, but then you can't stop people coming to the place.
I suppose we'd hate to see that it would be a problem for the local people if so many people arrived out. But we're just visiting our dad here and we'll be back on the road within an hour. So we'll have a little bit of lunch.
And where did you travel from?
We've travelled from Drogheda. We've come kind of via Wexford because it just took a couple of days off. You will find that. The infrastructure you see is favourable to that. And that's where you have Dublin people who will use the infrastructure favourably to travel to Bray.
And do you think
refresh?
That will happen? Do you think people will on Monday want to?
I think determined people will. It's all questionable as to how the situation is monitored and how the authorities or the health authorities or whoever the case may be wants to basically monitor the traffic of people. Honestly, there's no problem with people moving as long as they're not carrying the infection.
We wouldn't be coming for a pint. We're literally just coming to see somebody.
We're visiting family, you know. But I mean, what you're trying to do is trying to curtail the infection and its travelability. And your two sources are the road and the dart. And if that's for the most part looked after, well then no one has anything to be worried about. You're also out in the fresh air here, and the ratios or the percentages of getting the infection in the fresh air are reduced.
John, you've got greenhouses and you've put your customers in the greenhouses as a way to social distance.
Yes, and they're extremely popular. They, I suppose people love them because it's their own space, people with kids and stuff, so they feel totally safe. They've got obviously four walls and they've got their own sound system in it.
So it's like a socially distant snug.
Yeah, exactly. And the brilliant thing is it's glass, so you can see out it, you still feel you're part of the rest of the pub. And I don't have one or two, I have four of them, so but they are extremely popular and people love booking them up and especially girls having cocktails and stuff like that. But yeah, they're a fabulous success.
Being in this industry, we know of pubs across Ireland and in Wicklow and in Dublin that will never reopen. They just won't reopen, even not far from here. For example, the Landmark pub in Dorkey isn't going to reopen. A Wet Pub or Sullivan's in Little Bray isn't going to reopen.
It's awful. There's families behind all these pubs. There are staff that rely on the income. You can't just say, oh, I'm getting out of the trade and I'll do something else. I think there was some politicians saying, oh, sure, you need a few strings to your bow. That's not that simple. Pub game is totally unique. Like, the reason there are so many pubs in Ireland and that we are so good, it's what we do. Irish people are the creatures of habit. We're social creatures. We love to go out, have a bit of crack, have a pint and have a bit of banter. And it's like that's been taken away from us. There's no music in pubs. There's no banter. It's very flat. It's going to take a long, long time if it ever does come back, which is awful because Irish pubs are all over the world and it's for a reason, because we do pubs really well, and it's just something that it is hopefully will come back to the way it is. But I think there's going to be a lot of casualties because they just can't bear the costs.
Chris Fitzgerald, one of the barmen here in Duff's, you're wearing jeans, they're covered in paint, you're getting the place ready.
The last few days now we've been cleaning the front of the pub, cleaning the windows, hoovering, dusting, getting deliveries in, stacking shelves, cleaning mirrors, getting ready to reopen hopefully now on Monday.
How do you feel outside Dublin, the wet pubs are finally reopening?
It's good, it's long overdue. It's been a long 6 months now being closed, and you get a deadline, you get stocked up, you're ready to go, you get staff ready, and then you're put back again. So hopefully now this time we'll finally get open on Monday.
And I noticed you getting in the PPE, I noticed the sign outside, a big yellow sticker. How do you think you'll manage it all?
I don't think we'll have a problem managing it, because we've seen other shops and supermarkets doing it, so we've got a feel for it. We have all our PPE in, we have all our signs, all our hand sanitizers, everything is up and ready to go.
it'll be great to get back trading again. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing our old customers again and having a bit of banter.
We're in the pub here, you're getting it all shiny, and you've got loads of cycling memorabilia, don't you?
We have indeed. The Nissan Tour of Ireland originated here with the guys on a Thursday night, and they sat and they cooked up that. And then we have a lot of the memorabilia from the Tour de France and all through the years. We've pictures there of Sean Kelly and Stephen Roach. I've had a ladder here, he said, and we're climbing up and down, and everything has been polished from top to toe.